CEO of Visit SI, Shannon Johnson's joining us in the studio this morning. Williamson County Fair. There's always something going on, but there's something big coming up a year from now in August. A total eclipse of the sun with a path of totality streaking right across southern Illinois.
That's right, Tom. 70-mile-wide path, and we're right in the heart of it.
You know what's interesting? And I've been thinking, I've been giving this a lot of thought, because this is unique in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. You'll hear people going to Bora Bora, Tahiti, or Antarctica, or some bizarre off the, because that's where the path is, right? Mm-hmm. When you consider, two-thirds of the Earth, or three-fifths, whatever that you want to figure you want to use, covered with water, there's not a lot of places, right?
That's right.
When you look at it that way. And when it comes across the heart of America, where every in a state with more highways than any other state in the Union, and you look on Google Maps and you just think, I'll go there. I'll park in that parking lot and then I'll drive home. There's really no way to gauge exactly how this is going to work for us as far as number of people coming.
You're exactly right. And the last time that it traveled from east to west coast was in 1918. So when you talk about how every other one has been in a desolate area, that is exactly right. We are in the heart of it, and everyone can get around the United States and to the United States a lot easier than most of us can get to the Antarctica. So, and the scary part about it is we don't know how many people are coming. And the message that I try to convey to all of the municipalities within Williamson County is, let's be ready. Let's be over-prepared, not under-prepared. And there are so many things that I think of as I talk to new groups about this eclipse is, it's okay that, you know, we have all these hotel rooms, but we don't have enough. The restaurants are going to be more busy that time of the day. And they're coming in 3 to 5 days for this eclipse that lasts a little over 2.5 minutes.
And I think that immediate surge that you'll get from someplace like, let's say, Evansville, mm-hmm, or St. Louis,
right,
a major metropolitan area, well, they go, it's only 2 hours away. It's once in a lifetime.
Right.
We have to go. We'll just drive down there, and then we'll drive back today. And then what kind of impact that will have on gas stations, food services.
Exactly right.
Well, I like this term, over-prepared, in relation to this. Another thing, one of the things that we'll have to be prepared for is literally those of us who are indigenous southern Illinoisans, I think, will, to a certain extent, find ourselves tour guides of a sort.
Absolutely.
I don't know where that begins and ends, because I don't have anything to measure it against.
That is so true.
So those things have me worried. And I got to tell you, having been around and done news for a number of years, the safety and health issue of this, I literally have had people ask me, so I can just use sunglasses and watch this, right?
No. Yeah, exactly. And that's really the message. I'm not a logistical planner when it comes to the municipalities. So my goal right now, Tom, is using my outlets and medians with you all to spread the message. You cannot just wear sunglasses. You can't go out and make your own little viewing machine like we did when we were in science class. This is a big deal, and it could be very dangerous. So having the proper eyewear is what I'm telling a lot of local businesses. There are companies out there, only I think two in the United States, one on the East Coast, West Coast, and one in Memphis, Tennessee, that sells the proper eyewear. And it's an opportunity for you to fundraise, have your logo put on those glasses, and sell them at a minimal cost. That's another message I've been trying to convey, is let's don't price gouge these folks. They're coming here for an experience, and it's not costing us anything for the experience, but let's have something fun for them to do and make that experience enjoyable so they can come back.